Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at BollAndBranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's jump into Sunday's games with you first. Eagles are a 6-point favorite over Washington. Washington has been an amazing story throughout the season and the playoffs. Do you have a lean on Sunday's early game?
I think the Eagles win. I've been going back and forth if I have them covering. Right now, I'm going to say it's 27-20 in favor of Philadelphia, but I think this is going to be a good game, a close game. And these two teams, obviously, they play twice a year now, third time a year, but the last time they played, that's when Jalen Hurts got knocked out of the game, and you saw Kenny Pickett come on in, and the Commanders had a bunch of turnovers, but Daniels put up 5 touchdowns. So I like Philadelphia, and I lean Philadelphia because of their defense, I think is going to be the difference in this one, and Saquon Barkley will be able to do enough to take the Eagles to the Super Bowl.
No concern. You bring up Jalen Hurts with the head injury last time. No concern with that knee, because when I'm looking at the line, I'm like, Jalen couldn't move after his knee got bent back.
Yeah, so I couldn't believe it, you know, being at the game and just watching it and seeing that decision to have him be in the gun when he took the safety and how he was at his 8 when the ball was snapped and you take a safety. Like, I would have ran the ball, but still how you, with a mobile quarterback, take a safety when the ball snapped at the 8, I've never seen that, so there is some concern. There's no doubt about it. But ultimately, the Eagles' bread and butter is Saquon Barkley. And also, I will defend Jalen Hurts a little bit. If A.J. Brown, you know, maybe puts down the book and catches the football in that game too, he was wide open. It was right there.
A crusty sports talk host there. Put down the book and catch the ball.
Find your inner excellence when the ball is right in your hands, for crying out loud. That's 40 more yards and a touchdown pass.
Channeling your inner Jody McDonald here. Put the book down the ball.
This narrative's crazy. When you're on the sideline, you just sit there and stare at people and talk trash about nothing. They're making a deal about this man reading. I think it's encouraging to have him reading and trying to get motivation throughout drives.
Well, all kidding aside, if that's what he needs to get locked in, I am fine with it. No problem. But I talked to him after that game and I'm like, are you frustrated? And he's like, well, why does everyone think I'm frustrated? And honestly, I was sitting there at halftime and I was talking to John Kincaid, who does radio. And he goes, I go, what's AJ Brown's stat line? He goes, 1 catch. I go, he's either going to go off in the second half or there's going to be something that happens on the sideline. Because just a few years ago, he was pouting after they beat the Giants and he had no production, really. So, it's typical wide receiver behavior and it makes a real entertaining media.
What about Mark Andrews? I want to ask you about the late game and I want to ask you about Aaron Glenn. But what about Mark Andrews? I mean, can you blame a loss on a guy?
Yeah. So are there moments in the game where you could be critical of John Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson? Sure. You know, this is 2 years in a row that I don't think the Ravens ran the ball enough in games that they ended up losing. Only 22 total carries combined for Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. Can you get in Lamar for the interception? Can you get in Lamar for the fumble? Of course. But Mark Andrews, right, fumbled the ball in the fourth quarter down five. And even then, right, they still had a position to – they put the ball in the end zone later in the game, and they're going for two. I know it wasn't a perfect throw. I know he was a little bit late. The ball hits you right in the hands. You got it. You may not win the game still, but you tie the game. Allen could go right back down, get a field goal, touchdown, whatever. But you got to catch that ball. So that's the first person I put blame on, and really the biggest person of blame in that game.
And the narrative on Lamar Jackson, because you only have so many games to talk about. So everybody's saying, you know, Lamar, oh, he can't win the big one. This is another time losing. Well, Josh Allen, I think, is about to get his ass whooped, you know, by Patrick Mahomes like everybody does. But does anything change with how we look at Lamar Jackson? Because that offense had, what, 450 yards of total offense? Those damn, again, Mark Andrews fumbles on the 20 and changes the game too that way. Does the narrative of Lamar change after that game in your mind?
Lamar still needs to win a Super Bowl. But can I blame him for this game and they lost because of Lamar Jackson? No. There are games in the postseason before they've lost because of Lamar Jackson. I still think the world of Lamar. I thought it was stupid when Bill Polian, when he was coming out of the draft, was like, oh, he needs to be a wide receiver, a running back, whatever he said. I've always been a big defender of Lamar. But the last 2 years, you've had good opportunities and your team has been able to get the job done. But last year, I was more irate at Lamar. This year, I am not. And by the way, I think maybe I'm a sucker here, and I said about a month ago I won't pick against the Chiefs until they're out of the postseason. I love the Bills this weekend. Absolutely love the Bills to win the game in advance of the Super Bowl.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.